The Reliman asked me to go through some of the halachas of Yom Tov, since usually before Pesach we talk about Hilchos Pesach, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we talk about the halachas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Da'al Minim. We never talk about the halachas of Yom Tov itself, so Shavuos doesn't have any special mitzvah besides eating cheesecake, which is not a deraisa or a derabanan or a minig even maybe, but right, there's a Ramah which talks about eating milchiks, but not eating cheesecake necessarily, but since it's a good place to talk about some of the halachas of Yom Tov. First of all, there are lamatas. We know that on Shabbos there are lamatas malachas which are prohibited. Midaraisa, we learn from the Mishkan, there are 39 malachas which are prohibited. Most of those malachas apply to Yom Tov as well. There is, however, in the Torah, when it writes the Isser of doing malacha on Yom Tov in Parshas Emor, multiple times it uses the language of malachas avoida. That what's also is malachas avoida. In Parshas Bo, when it talks about the dinner of Yom Tov, it says lo kol malacha lo yaseh bohem. So there the Torah says all malachas are aser, with the exception of something which is l'tzarech echol nefesh. In Parshas Emor, however, the Torah uses a language that just doesn't mention echol nefesh, it just says malachas avoida. So the Ramban understands, the Ramban Chumash understands that we're telling you different types of malachas. Some malachas are known as malachas echol nefesh, and some malachas are known as malachas avoida. So in Parshas Bo, where it used the language of kol malacha, they had to point out that echol nefesh is permitted. Whereas in Parshas Emor, where it uses the word malechas avoida, there's no need to mention echol nefesh, because malechas avoida and echol nefesh are two different types of malacha. So what defines, what something is echol nefesh? I mean, many things are involved in food preparation. I mean, we could argue when you plant, it's for food, right? Well, but you're not going to be eating that food on Yom Tov. You plant something on Yom Tov, you're not going to be eating it on Yom Tov. Even something like harvesting, reaping, which means taking something from the sort where it grows, I can go out to the field and take wheat and harvest it, etc. But in general, that's not done in the process when you're ready to eat. I don't usually say, hey, I'd like to have some bread. Let's go out to the field and reap something. Usually you do that at one point in time. You go out to the field and you harvest the whole field. You thresh it at that point in time as well. You probably clean out the pile and you winnow it at that point in time as well. You might even actually grind it and make it into flour at that point in time as well. And when you're ready to make bread, you don't start grinding wheat. You take the flour that you have already, you make it into a dough, and you bake it. So the malachas which are directly involved in the process of eating, when you're ready to eat, those direct malachas, which at the time when you're ready to eat, that's called echol nefesh. Everything else is known as malachas avoida. That's part of your job that you do over the year. You do these different things. So therefore, we're not going to permit on Yom Tov, if a person wants to do kaitzer, he says, I want to do kaitzer on Yom Tov, I can't do kaitzer on Yom Tov. So I can't go to a tree and pick an apple off the tree, even though I theoretically would be ready to eat the apple right away. So it's a part of my achila. But since it's not at that moment when you're ready to eat, it would not be permitted. That's not how it's normally done. Normally you would harvest a tree, you would take the tree and you would pick all the apples. So even though in this situation you're not doing it like that, it doesn't have that heter. So the malachas which are permitted in Echol Nefesh, the substance in halacha is, the malachas which are permitted in Echol Nefesh is the act of making a dough, lisha, afia and bishul, baking and cooking. Shchita is permitted because having fresh meat, they didn't have a way to store meat and have it fresh, so therefore shchita would be mutter on Yom Tov. And making a fire to be able to cook is permitted, and hutzah is also permitted. So those are the malachas which are permitted. And there might be some other examples of barer, toche, and other malachas which, depending how it's done, we consider echol nefesh type of avoida as opposed to otherwise. And so barer and toche also sometimes are going to be permitted, but other malachas are not going to be permitted on Yom Tov. So basically, we've touched on seven malachas which are permitted on Yom Tov, and all the other lamatas malachas we assume are not permitted on Yom Tov. So that's we're going to go through the klolim. Over this coming week, go with the column of what's permitted and how it's permitted, etc. Have a good morning.